Hello and welcome to the Coins Weekly podcast from the ANA's World's Fair of Money in Rosemont near Chicago. I'm here with Ellen Feingold. Thanks you have found time to be part of our podcast.
It's my pleasure. I'm always happy to talk to Coins Weekly.
Thank you. She's a curator of the National Numismatic Collection at the Smithsonian.
That's right. I'm the curator there and I'm so excited to share some of the new projects we've been working on.
Yes, please. It's up to you.
Okay. So the first thing that we've been working on for the last year is an update or refreshment of our permanent money gallery called The Value of Money.
Oh,
we opened this almost 10 years ago, and it's had a fantastic run. But in recent years, we came to see there were opportunities to improve it, improve lighting, improve labeling, add some new content, especially things like Bitcoin, with the way we had developed and curated that 10 years ago, of course, could be changed and improved. So we saw these opportunities, and we asked the Friends of the National Numismatic Collection, our donor community, to support us, and they did. So we've had this great amount of community support and a lot of great ideas that have been offered to us, and we're really excited to share what we've decided to do.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
I need to be there next time.
We are very happy to have you. We are hoping to host an event in 2025, which will be the 10-year anniversary of the gallery, to showcase some of the new items and display, new displays and new features of the gallery that we're introducing. I can tell you a little bit about one aspect that I'm particularly excited about.
Yes, please. This would be
fine. We are creating a new space for changing displays. We have already a new acquisitions case, which we change every two or so years. But what we really wanted to do was add a case where we could showcase aspects of our collection that have not been showcased before, or use the collection to engage with contemporary issues. Whatever is on the minds of the public, we want a space where we can bring numismatics to that topic and help use our objects to illuminate it for our visitors. So we have created that changing case, and our inaugural exhibit is called Revolutionary Money.
Well,
and the reason we've chosen that is because 2026 is the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So it's a sort of American national birthday. And we thought it would be a great opportunity to use our colonial and revolutionary era currency to help the public better understand what money and exchange looked like in colonial and revolutionary America, and what tremendous sources these are for learning that period in our national history.
Wow, sounds great. I definitely need to see it.
Yes, so we would love to have you come. And then behind the scenes, we're also working toward a really important digitization project that complements this display. We have about 15,000 U.S. coins. We're the collection
only.
Of record.
Only.
We're the collection of record for the U.S. We hold the U.S. Mint collection. And this is really a national and, I would argue, world treasure, because it is the most comprehensive collection of U.S. coins in the world. But it remains largely undigitized. We haven't had institutional support to be able to make it publicly available. And we think it's really important that we make this collection available online, free to everybody, so that it is a research resource, educational resource, and just available as it should be. So we have, in conjunction with this new display, received support from some members of our community to begin this process. And we're going to start with our pattern coins and our colonial coins and our private issues, and then we hope to gain more support to eventually reach that goal of the whole 15,000 coins being online.
This sounds great for me, because I'm also a numismatic researcher. Yes. So therefore, thanks for your talk. It was amazing. I apologize. I appreciate that you found time.
Of course, it's my pleasure. I'm always happy to talk, and let us know where near you are in Washington, and we would be very happy to have you come and see our collection and our gallery.
Thanks for the invitation.
You're absolutely welcome.
So this was Andrea Pancheri with the podcast from the ANA's World Fair of Money, and Ellen Feingold. Thanks. Have a nice evening.
You too.